Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Is your camera? The camera's rolling?
Yeah, everything's rolling.
Because we're on this one, right?
That one, the red.
Oh, the green is... Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Go ahead and talk, man.
We on? Oh, we on?
Yeah.
Sounds weird. Like, it sounds faint.
It sounds faint?
Yeah. Like, oh. Thin or something. Is a compressor on or something?
I mean, yeah, it has, like, the little audio stuff already built in.
That still sounds weird. Anyways, I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Step Brothers Podcast episode.
Man, I forgot. I literally forgot.
Yeah, we didn't do it last week, right?
Because Beyonce.
Beyonce was in town. Queen B. King B. Remember the little era that was calling her King B?
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't last too long.
235.
It's your host with the most, Chris Minor, a.k.a. Dino Spumoni, Extra Cheese and Pepperoni, a.k.a. Talk to Me Nice, a.k.a. Young Wikipedia, a.k.a. Young Chris Kringle, the gift that keeps on giving, you heard? A.k.a. Wick DeMond Jr., Wick Ross, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's all I got right now.
What's all right, up? Well, you know, it's Dalton.
Yes, sir.
Dad, wake up with sunrise. I'll see my sunrise.
Stop.
Don't call me Mary because I be popping.
Yeah. I like the cream. The cream.
Mm-hmm.
The cream de la cream look.
Fall, trying to get these fall colors going.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that someone deep fried a Crustable?
No.
That shit look pretty good.
I'm interested.
They look pretty fucking good.
I'm interested.
Yeah, that, because, I mean, what's that one? Just peanut butter?
Peanut butter honey.
Peanut butter honey. I would do that. I'm not a fan of jelly.
Okay.
I actually bought some bread and peanut butter for work. I try to, you know, get my gains or whatever. ran through that loaf of bread in like 3 days because I eat two at a time. It was quick. A small loaf of bread.
Yeah, but it's quick, though.
Yeah, it's very quick. Yeah, but anyways, yeah, I am interested in like trying a deep fried Crustable because they do look like a good snack. Like, it looks good. Whoever thought of that. Yeah. Crustable. Anyways, so how was your week? We're guestless today.
Mm-hmm.
Miles was going to come, but apparently he's fighting a hangover. Amanda's got work. Yeah.
Miles, though, that's a perfect time to come over, though.
Yeah, but I think he might have... I don't know what he thought. I don't know. But
either way.
Yeah, it's fine.
We in his bitch. Yeah, last...
Be careful, because it will...
Yeah, I'm... Yeah.
I'm saying the string, too, is a little wet. So I would drink it on the opposite side of the string.
Okay. But...
Just so you won't get any spillage.
Yeah, I mean, we've been out of there, but yeah, my wife went to see Beyonce, so I had to watch the kiddo.
Yeah, yeah. We also just celebrated Ryan's birthday.
Yes, we did.
Last weekend.
That was his birthday dinner, but his birthday was yesterday.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Shit.
The 27th.
Damn, bro. What kind of friend am I?
He's
got it in my
Miami
calendar.
Now for a wedding. So shouts to Ryan.
I'm texting him right now. I am a bad friend.
Let's see. Well, his location's not updating, so maybe he's in the air. Maybe he's on the plane as we speak right now. Either way, it was his birthday yesterday, and his birthday dinner this weekend.
What the fuck was I doing yesterday?
I don't know.
But, well, happy belated to Ryan. Sorry I missed the actual day, brother.
Yeah, my wife went to Beyonce, and then this weekend we... I took Raiden to see my grandparents. They haven't seen him in a while. So, yeah, we went over there until he got really tired. And then we brought him home, took a nap. What else did we do? I'm trying to think. I think we did something else.
I finally got the opportunity to go to the property last weekend. It's in Avenger, Texas. It's about 2:45.
East Texas, right?
I don't know, Dalton. How is that? How that bad boy taste?
I can taste the blueberry.
Yeah?
Oh, that's what I was trying to find, the blueberry. Oh yeah, I mean, it's good, of course.
Yeah, it's good.
This is like the new wave, man.
Yeah, new wave, baby. We put tea bags in our ginger ale in Texas now. Don't ask me what's flowing in my cup. Anyways, went to the property for the first time since it's been purchased. A lot of potential. They got the gate up. If you follow me on Instagram, you saw I was kind of, you know what I'm saying?
So what kind of, is it more like just woodland?
Or? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot of trees.
Right.
A lot of trees. I don't know. My parents talking about buying a, what do you call it? Like a mobile home type thing and setting it up out there just to have like a little getaway. Me, I'm thinking barn dominium. I saw where my lot was. It's towards the back. I got a little creek running through there.
Oh, okay.
There's no water in there yet, though, but obviously. But, yeah, it's, you know, it's a work in progress. They really, my brothers, everybody's been out there except for me at this point, up until that point. All they really did was been cutting down trees, clearing out space and whatnot.
Getting it flat.
Yeah, getting it flat. Me and Zach had a log throwing competition. Obviously, I whooped his ass. It was fun getting out
What's
there.
What's around there?
Trees.
No, I'm saying like near the land. So like, is there anything like?
Well, the main road.
Is there like a town near you?
Yeah, main road is a couple clicks down yonder, to the right. Like when you, because it's all dirt road up into our lot. But to the right, it's like a gas station. It's shit out there, you know.
That was my question.
Yeah.
Just like
we're not too far away from like.
Civilization.
Yeah.
Because, like, if that was the case, like, you could make it, like, your parents, if you know, down the line, if they wanted to, after they clear the land out how they want it cleared out, you know, they could do, like, maybe make it, like, kind of a step up, which you say, like, a mobile home park, so people can actually park there, pay them.
Oh, yeah.
To park there.
My dad's already got it in his mind that we're, like, the brothers aren't going to do anything with their acre, which... I've been talking about my barn dominium since probably...
Yeah, I remember when you were excited about your acre.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to do that. I know, you know, once things financially are on the up and up. But the most amazing part about going out there to me is how fucking quiet it is out there.
Yeah.
Like, it's dead. It's like being in a room with no electricity, no nothing in there, sealed off. Got the shit. It's crazy. So me and my great nephew, I was like, I just yelped real loud or whatever just to see how far it'll travel. But the sound sounded different than when you just.
It's open.
Yeah. But no, it's closed though because of all those trees that
but
are
I'm
back
there. But I'm
saying
you're just out in the open.
Yeah. In the way that it's closed off because of the trees, it had a crazy like reverb. So that part amazed me the most. And I swung from like vines and shit, like Tarzan. I was out there, bro. It was fun being out there. Had to rush though to get back for Ryan's thing. Still ended up being late, but we made it. Yep, made it. So being on social media this week, obviously, there's a lot going on.
Last week to this one.
Yeah, a lot going on. Usher, Super Bowl. Yep. What are your thoughts?
Love your
feelings?
I can't wait.
Yeah? What do you think? How does he open? How does he close? I don't care what happens in the middle.
I mean, open is probably going to be like, it's going to be a hit, but I don't I don't think it's going to be like one of his smash hits.
Yeah.
He got to like warm him up, so it might be like, maybe I'm going to let you know.
Oh, yeah. OMG, right?
Yeah. But.
Yeah, I see.
He has to end with Little John and Ludacris got to come out.
They have to.
Because that would be.
What if they do Lovers and Friends, bro?
either one was they could do a montage like Switch between them.
That
would shut the Super Bowl down. The lights might turn off again like Beyonce did.
Yeah. It's in Vegas too, like perfect.
Oh, yeah, see?
Yeah, perfect.
And he's already been killing it there.
Any songs you want him to do? Like, he has to do this. I know off the top, right? You don't have to call.
That would be sick. I don't know if he'll, I don't know if he'll do like, because I don't think he will do like Nice and Slow or anything.
Right. He's gonna kind of keep it.
He's gonna keep it upbeat.
Yeah. You don't have to call. It's kind of upbeat.
Yeah. No, that one's fine. Yeah. Caught Up might be one there.
Maybe
that's a very upbeat song.
Love in This Club.
That would be crazy.
Oh,
yeah, see, he got too many.
He got some, bro.
He got too many.
Even though I don't like the mix on Love in This Club, like the drum sound muffled to me, that's still like all time, like ultimate record, bro.
He has literally bangers.
You know, Gucci was supposed to be on that record before they.
That's crazy.
I don't know though. If that would have,
just imagine how that would have been though.
Yeah, it would have been wild. That would have been a different video. It would have been everything would have been different.
Everything would have been different. Yeah,
Jeezy was a safe choice for sure. Yeah, you don't have to call. I'm trying to think of like them ones though. He got so many, like we said. It's gonna be good. It's fucking Usher. It's gonna be good.
He'll probably do like My Way.
Oh yeah. For the day one fans.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Because I'm sure he's gonna clip between them.
Oh yeah.
He's not gonna just
he got what, 12, 13 minutes?
Yeah, I think it's like a 15 minute, but like, you know, part of it's like the setup and then like the teardown part, but I want to see what the set looks like.
What is it, like, You Remind Me.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was still kind of,
I think he might just do like a montage.
Of course, yeah. He's going to do a little melody for
and
sure.
And then see who he brings out. Because, you know, there's always multiple like cameos that pop up.
Oh, yeah. The VMAs was last week, right?
Yeah.
We don't really have to. Well, Amanda's supposed to be here for this whole Taylor Swift debacle or whatever.
Oh, darn, we missed it.
Yeah, we missed it. Dawn missed it. I'm curious. I do want to hear from women how they feel about that shit. But NSYNC got back together to present an award.
Yeah, that was tight.
That was very tight. And they did Hot Ones.
Yep.
Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. I think they're going to go on tour.
Yeah, they're going on tour. I think they're supposed to be doing, like, I don't know if they're doing an album, but they're doing a record for sure. They said so. Obviously, Sean, the guy who does Hot Ones, is phenomenal at his job.
Yes.
But he just knows what questions to ask, bro. And I did not know this. Shaq was going to sign them first. Did you know that?
Like Shaquille O'Neal?
Shaquille O'Neal was supposed to sign NSYNC, bro.
That's crazy.
Crazy. And then it was interesting to hear.
I don't know how that would have been, but.
Yeah, they probably went with the safer choice or whatever. Jive, I think, is who they were signed to.
Yeah.
Jive
had all like the
oh yeah the
they had Chris Brown.
I'm surprised you said his name because you don't really fuck with him.
No, but I mean
Jive was them, they
always got the young talent. That's like, that was like their big thing.
There was like two other points. One was kind of you know, just I guess me like being like, oh wow, I didn't think you thought about it that way. I don't know which one it was. I think it's the more chubbier one. I don't know his name. I don't know all their name.
You got JC, Justin, Lance.
And the last two are always the.
No, the only one I don't remember his name is the one that used to have the dreads.
That's who I'm talking about.
I don't remember his name.
But he basically broke down everybody's vocal.
Joey's the other one.
Right.
Joey Fatone.
Their vocal abilities.
Yeah.
I didn't know Lance was the bass.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that. I thought he would have been either mid or higher because of his frame.
But the great, like, look, the reason I liked NSYNC so much is because, like, they're all talented, right?
Yeah.
Like, Backstreet Boys are good.
Right.
But, like, I don't think everybody got the same vocal talent as, like, the two leads, right?
Right.
And they don't really get, like, solo parts.
Right.
But, like, we know what JC can do. Dancer, he a beast. But JC can fucking sing.
Oh, yeah.
And then Joey Fatone
yeah.
can sing his ass off. He was fucking Chip Skylark in fairly often.
Shining teeth in me, yeah.
Yeah. But he's a beast too. Like, and then they're all good.
Yeah.
So that's why I like them so much.
They definitely are.
I like to see shit like this.
Yeah.
Cause like most of the time, you know, with shit like this, like they're not friends anymore. Right. They're not I like that they kept in contact because they've always like been around each other like through the years.
Yeah.
But like,
it is dope to see that it wasn't no industry bullshit. They got nowhere. They also threw like a couple shots at like all the other boy bands. Like,
of course. You got to though.
Yeah, we were actually friends. We actually did this. They didn't just throw us together.
Yeah.
Type shit. Which
is true. They weren't just like hand-picked type shit.
Man, Shaq, you dropped the ball, nigga. We already kind of up into the Man's in the Woods album. Everybody really already considered JT. He had some flavor. You know, I wouldn't say he was black or no shit like that. I ain't going to go that deep. But Shaq signing them, that would have been like the ultimate stamp for sure. Diesel signing you, bro, that's crazy.
I don't know if it would have been.
Nah, hell no.
We wouldn't have got no strings attached.
Nah. Then JT was saying, like, some Swedish dudes wrote, it's going to be me or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's going to be May, like, because of how they say shit or whatever. But, yeah, he was saying how just, I don't want to say foreigners, but that's what they are, I guess. The way they interpreted our language and shit like that ended up leading directly to people having like a lot of hits because of how they bended their words and shit. That was a good episode of Hot Ones, and I watched Cardi's today.
Yeah,
Cardi's was. I thought she would have been better with Hot Food, to be honest, because she's.
Nah, you know what I'm saying?
But she handled it pretty well.
But she, as always, she's hilarious.
Oh yeah, she's
and I think a lot of people forget just because of her personalities, but she's like a huge nerd.
And
she's also she knows a lot of shit. And then that's what is good about Hot Ones. You can really see what people like really like.
He's good at his job,
man. He's a beast. Him and Narwhar, both, like, because Narwhar will pull up shit you don't even know you think people know.
Yeah, yep.
And he'll pull up a record. He's like, "Wasn't your mom singing on this song back in 1974?" You're like, "Bro, how the fuck do you know this?" But he asks questions that are like not normal questions, and it's more like, and his conversational flow is like really fucking good.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
Just the whole him and his brother, like him and his brother came up with that together.
Oh, okay.
That whole concept is just like really like it's so fucking simple.
Yeah.
But it's so ingenious because
10 wings, 10 questions.
And they get hotter.
Yeah.
But like just talking over a meal is already a good interview because you're already but like also it's like being put under a different kind of pressure.
Yeah.
Like you're relaxed with him, but these wings are getting busted your ass. And he's like not phased.
Yeah.
He's
just
I just love the whole concept.
Yeah, it's a really good I mean obviously
And I'm glad for I am super happy for all success because like him and he had the game show and like now it's like
you could buy the hot one sauce in store, and like, they got games and all this shit.
Love it.
Excuse me, yeah.
But he's never changed.
Nah, throughout it all. I would hate that, like, somebody, like, met him outside of the show, and they'd be like, he's actually a horrible person. Like, they'd be doing, like, Jimmy
that
Fallon or Ellen. Bro, I didn't care. Jimmy was cool. I like Jimmy. Yeah. Ellen, I mean, you see her doing all this cool, amazing shit on the show. You're like, oh, fuck. She was Dory on fucking Finding Nemo. Then to find out she's a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Like,
you can't take time off. I don't care if you're pregnant.
Yeah, like, I don't care. Nigga, fuck your dog. And shit. Then,
I mean, yeah, it's. Yeah. But see, that's like those, like, mega million network shows.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Him and his brother started this from the ground up.
Like, yeah.
And then they got the money, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, I just don't see it. Like, but I've never heard a single negative thing about them.
Never.
Man. So,
never.
If I did, I would be devastated.
No, for real.
And I would be highly surprised.
Surprised, upset, devastated, all that shit. Every word. Kind of like what, you know, what's crazy? So, you know, we've been kind of keeping up with this writer strike, actor strike thing, right?
Yeah, so, I don't know if you saw.
Uh-huh.
The writer portion ended.
Right.
The actor one's still going.
The writers are supposed to be meeting with, like, the networks.
Yeah, the strike ended.
Yeah.
The writer portion.
Right, I got you.
And so the actors are still.
So Drew Barrymore was about to continue production with her show.
Yeah.
Caught a lot of backlash.
Yes.
Then the strike ended. Yeah. So it was kind of like jump the gun, maybe? Or did she propel the conversation?
Oh, no.
Did she become the sacrificial lamb?
Maybe, but like I don't know if that's the one that did it.
Because the Arrow tried. He tried. They said, get your ass out here
he got smoked.
Yeah, they tried. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you don't talk. Yeah. Like, so you, by the way.
Yeah, but Drew Barrymore, come on. It's Drew Barrymore. She's been in fucking Hollywood since she was a fucking kid. And everybody knows her.
But that's kind of the thing. Like, it's like you're an actor.
But at the same time, what? She was going to do her show without the writers, right? But the camera people and all that was going to be there, though, right? They were going to be getting paid, right?
Yeah.
So is it, how do you, it was interesting that happened because.
Yeah.
It happened, I almost bring these niggas up every podcast, but the Joe Budden thing with Rory and Maul, right? I just watched their episode the other night when they came back after Joe, like, fired them or whatever. And they came back maybe two more times, and then it was, like, over for real. The first time they came back, the episode was called Clearing the Air, I think, or Shaking the Tree. It's Clearing the Air. Either way, Parks brought up, like, yo, 2 weeks would have been a long time for us not to do anything because we pay a lot of people.
Yeah.
We had to keep the show going. You know what I'm saying? But, Roy, going back and analyzing this shit, especially now where we're at with everything, everybody's thriving or whatever, Roy really got that nigga, like, to confess, like, you orchestrated all this type shit. Because Joe told them, Roy, to take X amount of days off. And those X amount of days, Joe decided to go get Ice and Ish and have them fill in for, like, a week or two until they sorted shit out. But I said that to say, like, Parks brought that point up, like, the show had to keep going because we're paying people. But the two hosts that y'all basically became somebody with weren't getting paid and they were not there. So, like, it's a smaller scale, obviously, from Drew Barrymore's situation. But in that situation, what would you do? Like,
but see, that's where all the shit is, like, really convoluted, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're damn if you do, damn if you don't on a lot of these things.
Right.
But, like, when do you take a stand?
Right.
And that's the hard part.
Right.
That's what happens. But that's how the system's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's because of shit like that where the people can't rise up because they're afraid to lose what they got. But shit had to change. Like, especially, the rules were written before streaming became even possible.
Right. Right.
So people aren't getting paid
anything.
Like, this episode could be watched 1 million times.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter for you.
Yeah.
They're like, you got your $1,200.
Yeah.
For what?
Yeah.
You literally can't do anything without writers. Like, you can't do anything.
You can't.
We've seen it happen.
Yeah.
It's fucking bad.
It's bad.
And then the actor strike. How can you make a movie without your actors?
Same shit with Hove doing the deal with the NFL after Cap kneeled or whatever. Like, everybody was mad at him. But his whole thing was like, how are we going to move forward if we're standing still, so to speak?
Yeah, I remember he said the, like, yo, we kneeling, cool. We standing against, awesome, what's next,
basically. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
I do remember that.
That's, like you said, the
something has to, like, because we're in the industry together. Like, if I'm on a show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if my coworker, someone, especially with, like, say I'm on, like, a show that's been on for 10 years, mm-hmm. right? I know this person. He is not getting fairly paid. Like, bro, you're not getting your royalties. It's like a slap in the face. You're taking the time to send me a fucking 3 cent check.
Yeah.
It costs more to send it to me.
Yeah, than what I'm actually.
3 fucking cents, bro?
Yeah.
And I'm on primetime television.
Yeah.
And I'm writing this shit. Doesn't make sense.
That shit crazy, brother.
So this shit had to change. Like, and yeah, like, yeah, I know it sucks. Like, Like, we gonna have to, I would just have to have a conversation. Like, yo, are we gonna stand together, like, for the time being, and then try to change this shit? Because the strike felt long, but it wasn't long for a strike.
Yeah.
Because you realize that they need these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Everything was getting delayed.
Yeah.
That's hurting their pockets too. Like, yeah. You gotta realize, dog, they're not even asking for 1% of y'all's, like, net worth. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fucking crazy.
It's
that's what I'm saying. That is how capitalism works.
Yeah.
You get to a point where you have to settle, and it fucking sucks, because the normal person, if you want to, like, stand up for what is right, you can lose your house, job, money, your life, and you have kids. Like, I have kids. Like, yeah. I can't. People just got to be like, I have a kid. I can't stand up with you.
Yeah.
Because I have to pay these bills.
Right.
And it sucks, because that's where they want you. Where they can be like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Quit.
That's where they got us,
and
bro.
In the job market now, you can't just go get another job.
Now they're talking about, even for regular, I mean, I guess everybody would be affected by this, but them closing down the government, like, what they're saying, it's pretty, is imminent at this point.
The government's gonna close down. We've been through a bunch of those.
Yeah, but.
So, any federal worker would not get paid during that time. So that includes the Postal Service. That wouldn't affect me or you.
Yeah.
But it does affect millions of people.
Yeah.
And then that also stalls, like, Medicaid payments and things of that nature. Yeah. So, like,
it's wild, bro.
And then they don't care, because all that is because I hate them.
Yeah.
And I don't agree with what they're doing. So we're gonna shut down until we can agree to disagree.
Yeah, basically. Which, shit. Who knows, bro? Who fucking knows? Where the aliens at? Come drop
them,
some
them ashy some ones in Mexico?
Yeah, nah, that shit was horrible. Maybe Andre 3000 knows something about that. It was like the anniversary of the video for
Prototype.
Prototype. I went back and watched it. He was just acting like the Power Rangers from... Fuck, what were they called?
Putties?
Nah, the alien rangers?
Yeah.
What were they? They had their group, tribe or whatever. They had a name. I can't think of it. Anyway, they were moving like that shit.
Yeah.
I forgot Dave Chappelle had did a skit about that shit on the Chappelle show. He's like, I'm going to shout out to my boy Andre 3K or whatever. Yeah. Hey, but hey, man, that nigga was ahead of his time. What can you say? Like, what can you say? Nigga was... 3 stacks ahead of his time. While we're on music, I guess.
Sure.
Have you ever seen clips of Memphis Bleek on Drink Champs?
Oh, yeah.
I know they were talking about the ticket guy or whatever.
Yeah.
But, man, I started watching it earlier when I was on the treadmill just to, you know, pass the time or whatever. Stories, bro. Like. Yeah. Just hearing...
Because, I mean, he's like the ultimate fly on the wall.
Oh, yeah. Ultimate.
He was in all the rooms.
He's been... I didn't even know this. Like, he's been with Jay since he was, like, 15 years old.
Yeah.
Like...
He's been in all the rooms.
Bro, all the fucking rooms, bro. Like, the story... He was telling a story about DMX.
Ultimate shadow, bro.
Trying to beat up Mace. Bro, Mace must be the most hated MC from that era, bro.
Had to be.
Hove with the Rolex line.
He got
DMX trying to beat him up.
Ghostface, like, punching him in the face.
Like, what the fuck? That shit crazy, bro. I got to figure out what Mace did to these niggas, bro. What did this
He probably
nigga
was
do?
Just talking fly shit, bro. Oh, yeah, it's New York, bro.
Yeah.
In New York,
and he from Harlem, too.
Yeah. Dog, in New York, all it is just shit talking, right?
No, yeah.
And, you know, different boroughs, like.
Then don't have money and shit talk somebody too. Yes. Like, don't be a flashy boy like Puff Nim was at that time.
And just be like, you ain't shit to
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
You can't even, you know how they be.
Yeah. But nah, I encourage everybody to watch that.
I mean, him and Cameron just squashed that shit.
Yeah. And they got a great show out
and
of
And they
it.
Were they were childhood friends.
Yeah. Again, that was Mace though.
Yeah.
Mace was the, you know. But I do encourage everybody to watch that episode of Drink Champs. It is 3 hours. You got to break that shit up, but it...
I saw Skills was on the next one.
Yeah, and they were talking about Hov, too.
Yeah.
This is my thing, bro. Let's
got Jay-Z's story.
Yes, but let's really talk about this, bro. I have to.
Yeah.
Nas and Hit-Boy, they went on a two trilogy album runs, right?
Yeah, we got Magic 3 just now.
Right. His 50th birthday.
Yeah.
Nas the same year, same age as hip hop. The nigga wrote about he wrote a song about the gun's perspective. Nas is cool. He's cool.
Legend. Yeah.
But I've been seeing discourse about, because Nas is rapping at this level, at this age, that the whole shit coming back up. Out of all the niggas that have been on Dream Champs, Breakfast Club, Joe Budden's podcast, our podcast, it's unanimous. It is unanimous across the board, bro. Nobody's fucking with Hov. Nobody. I don't care. So it just, it irks me that, yes, Nas locked in with one producer and made all these albums. And look, this ain't nothing. Yeah, I got shit to do with Hit-Boy. Because Hit-Boy been having heat since we heard about him.
Yeah. Surf Club.
Surf Club, HS87, yeah. Beyonce Records, Nicki Records, Ye Records, ASAP Rocky Records, Kendrick Records, Drake Records. Like, Hit-Boy. But I need niggas to stop. Stop trying to compare Nas and Hov. Like, this is two different things that's happening. This is like rap versus hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, I see why niggas get mad about, like, Hov or LeBron and
Michael Jordan.
Like, I get it now, but I had to see it because I'm not really a basketball aficionado.
Yeah, in your lane. Yeah.
But I see why, like, I don't even know if I can't really think of like two players.
It knows that you doesn't it.
Oh, come on, bro.
It's just right
but
here.
But the LeBron and Michael thing would be like, I guess, Drake and Hov. I don't know who another prominently, who was right on par with Mike or who was right on par with LeBron in their era. You know what I'm saying?
Kevin Durant.
Okay. But clearly, there's a difference with KD is nasty.
Yeah,
we've seen it.
He's the best all-around player probably ever.
Ever. Right?
Offensive but powerhouse.
We see what LeBron's done.
Right.
If that's the comparison to Hov and Nas, like, on the same path type shit, then I'll take that. KD and LeBron. But clearly, LeBron is just a different type of specimen. And Hov is a different type of specimen.
They were nationally televising as high school games.
LeBron, yeah, come on, bro.
So, here's the thing, right? Like, with sports and music, it's definitely I like the comparison, but it is different.
Right.
Because with sports, you know, like, you have accolades and, like, just the high, like, bro, like I said, like, this man was having nationally televised high school games. You would have thought Jesus came back to life.
Right.
When LeBron became the league, like, bro.
Right.
And he was drafted to his hometown team.
I just listened to Forever the other day.
Yeah.
I don't really like that beat.
Yeah, no, it's not very good.
But you got to think about that moment. Mm-hmm. Will never happen again.
Yeah.
Drake, Ye, M, Wayne. One song.
Yeah.
All in the video.
Uh-huh.
Everybody was in that video. And this is for LeBron's soundtrack for his movie. This is never going to happen again, bro.
So... Yeah.
And let's take it a step further. One step further. All three of them niggas, except for Wayne, got Nike Jace deals. Had or got. Like, it's too big, bro. Pause. It's too much.
LeBron has a lifetime contract.
It's too much, bro.
I know people out there don't like LeBron. Like, oh, KD's
right.
Skill set's better, what have you. And then the Steph is in the chat now.
Right.
Which is fine.
Oh, Magic is a hater, too. Did you see what Magic said?
What? About Steph?
Yeah. He's a hater.
Is it because he said he was a better player?
Right. Let me find a clip. But go ahead. Say what you was going to say.
And then that's the thing with sports, right? You can go in a circle. Here's the thing with the Jay-Z and Nas, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just they were like – it was like they were both number one draft picks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then so, of course, they're always going to be linked, especially because they had fucking beef, right? Because and then like, so you know, they just have beef.
Right.
Because of the area, that time they came out in. And then Nas had a fucking classic intro album.
Right, right, right.
Jay-Z's was, it was just, they were just going to always be there.
It's funny how the tables turned.
This is where I was going. Mm-hmm. I was like, so Nas is a pure lyricist, right? Mm-hmm. Poetic, mm-hmm. smooth.
Mm-hmm. Right? Hennessy, Cognac.
He is the God MC.
Yeah.
Him and Rakim.
Yeah, of course.
And Rakim is nasty, yeah. right? But, like, if we go to that era, right? The Rakim era is fly shit and then fly rhymes. But it's not like...
And he was the first, like... Him and what's my man name? I'm looking like I ain't about to... Big Daddy Kane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, that was there, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? From that era, yeah.
And then that was... Yeah, Who Flyer.
Yeah, yeah, Who Flyer.
And then when Nas and them, that was all lyrical, right? Yeah. Like, because the lyrics, we already discussed it. In the 80s, the lyrics were not the same as they are now. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Until Rakim and...
Like, because, yeah, they basically made, like, real punchlines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then Nas and Jay-Z took it even further. Oh, yeah. Like, the way they were flipping the words. Yeah, yeah, like yeah. I said, but Nas is poetic, right? Yeah. Smooth. Going to give you something, like, emotional and all this stuff. His first two albums are phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. If we're talking about just straight rap, he's not touching Jay-Z. First off, because, like, literally, I know people could, if I say, tell me a lyric, that they're going to come up with some Nas line.
Right,
sure.
Right, right.
But here is where we can just end this conversation here. Don't fucking forget, Jay-Z was so fucking big, he signed Nas.
Yeah. I wish we had the joint.
Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Was his boss.
Yeah.
He signed him to a record deal.
Yeah.
That is ultimate defeat.
Yeah.
You already squashed the beef, made Black Republican, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you backdoor it with, now you're on my label.
Yeah. Because he, president of Def Jam. Yep.
And then, look, and then Nas has his own shit, and Mass Appeal's killing it. Yeah, I like who he got.
Yeah.
Great label.
Yeah.
Great whole thing. I love all that.
Everything.
And I love Nas.
Yeah.
But let's stop it right here.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He signed him.
He signed him.
There is no statistical category where Nas is beating Jay-Z either. We could talk numbers.
Nope.
Money. It's nope. None of it is
nope.
even there.
Nope.
Okay? So I'm happy Nas is still making music. It's great. I'm glad he's working with Hit-Boy. They're doing good shit.
Yeah.
But
I'm also this. I don't want to sound like a hater or anything.
No,
but like the turnaround rate at which these albums are coming out to, like, that's why Nas's run made me appreciate like My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy more because. You know, we heard versions of these songs before they became what we heard on the album, right?
Yeah.
So these things got polished. They, you know, took drums out, changed drums, all these other things. And now, like, the process of which albums are getting made and how fast they are, you can tell, which is what Miles was saying kind of last week. Like, it does kind of feel cheap.
Yeah.
Even when I, you know, talking about Justin's Future Sex Love Sounds, you can tell, like, these records were...
marinated.
Yes, bro. And that when I was young, there was, like, one skip on that album for me. And it was a record with Will.i.am. I didn't get behind it like that.
But yeah, I was never a big Will.i.am guy either, though.
I turned into one as I matured because really? I understood his artistry.
Yeah, I'm still not a big...
I get it. He does a different thing.
I do like that record with him in Common, though. What is love?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He bodied that. And OMG, he bodied that, too?
Yeah.
That breakdown part, bro, mm-hmm. I understand his process, like, when he makes his records. Like, I understand.
But I also understand that he's not coming from a hip-hop lens, either.
Yeah, he's coming like a world...
Yeah, pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, like just big... He wants big records.
Yeah.
And I
mean, Jimmy Iovine, bro. I mean, he was signed to Interscope.
Yeah.
But, like, listening to my Future Sex Love Sounds and My Beautiful Dark, those are, I had to really sit and think. Number one hip-hop album of all time. Number one R&B album of all time in my book.
So you said Beautiful Artists of Fantasy and then
Future Says the all time. Everything else falls under that.
So you classify as R&B album.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
What was you?
It's
pop.
It's like a pop dance album.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
But with like, but definitely with R&B roots because of just
how
it is. Yeah. But it definitely is more pop dance focused to me.
See, I'm dumb and I keep things very simple. Like I don't do all this subgenre shit, right?
I believe it's still labeled as R&B though.
It might be R&B pop.
But no, you can still feel that way though.
Yeah. I was just gonna say if you're singing, it's R&B to me.
Okay.
That's just me. And you know, obviously rapping is rap. I don't care what type of beats you rapping on, you just experimenting at that point. Mm-hmm. Or singing on. You're experimenting at that point. But yeah, so Nas and Hit Boy's records to me.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay, I understand Hit Boy can go to his FL and flip a sample and put some crazy ass drums,
yeah.
Play the bass on the keyboard, all this shit. And you know, it's a record.
And then you know, Nas makes everything sound silky smooth.
Yeah. So. But like, think about compare everything on I know these are two totally different sounds, but it's the same brain. Compare Niggas in Paris to anything on Nas's albums. I know it's two different things happening.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, even though that beat is just the kick, the snare, the plucks, but then Kanye took that and added the "You are now watching the throne" with the keys and the static and the
he
opera.
Made it major, like, dramatic, yeah.
Come on, man! Like it's levels, and Hit Boy know that. So
and Hit Boy has huge records.
Yeah, he does. And I'm again,
but
Racks in the Middle, one of my favorite records.
Nas is not a huge record guy.
Yeah, he's not. You can hate me now. It's like, probably the biggest record he's.
But even that,
yeah.
not like, I'm talking about like, you know, the sound is not big.
Right.
He's too laid back. It doesn't sound right.
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, his first record, Whose World Is This?
Mm-hmm. Pete Rock.
Yeah, but very smooth record though.
Yeah.
Very good message.
Yeah.
But like, it's not like.
Even the drummer more here, If I Rule the World. He got joints though. Let's not sitting here saying he ain't got joints.
Bro. The first album I ever had was Nas.
Yeah. Illmatic. No, was it?
No, it was written.
Yeah, it was written. Yeah, yeah.
And then I had to go back and get the other one.
Yeah.
I had that one, and then I got Space Jam on cassette for Christmas.
Yeah.
Those are my first two albums I ever had. So, trust me, I love Nas, but I am not putting anybody rap ability above Jay-Z, okay? It's just not happening. And I never did.
Yeah, never.
I never did.
Never.
And of course, with the game, and people always love to bring this up, he was never the biggest artist. I know this.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
That's not what we was talking about either.
Yeah, he's birthed bigger artists than him.
Yeah, fact.
Kanye is huge.
J. Cole.
Rihanna.
Rihanna. Jeezy's not bigger than him, but obviously.
But, and then... He got
Ross.
He got Ross in the game. Lupe Fiasco in the game. He got all these people in the game.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. His like, as they call it in the NFL, like the coaching tree, like people that came from these coaches.
Yeah.
Like, bruh, his resume is too crazy.
Yeah.
And that's because I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman.
And then Miss Bleak even spoke about that shortly. He was like, everyone, as far as like executives and A&Rs at Rockefeller, branched off and started doing like their top executives at all these other places.
Yeah,
like he's the GOAT, bro. Like Nas is a pure, like he is for the purists.
Yes,
Hove was always going to be a capitalist. Why? Because he lost 92 bricks.
Yes.
That's what it's always going to be about. It's not about the money, but it's the art of getting money and having integrity. And he took all this came from like one man and his motherfucking mind, bro. Didn't write raps. He just got fly, drove nice whips, rap, ended up bagging, marrying one of the most.
And this man.
Best.
This man knows how
artist
to play
in the world.
He knew how to play the long game.
Oh, yeah. Pause, but yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Going back to go back to our basketball joint.
But shout out to Nas, though. I don't want people.
Yeah. We're not hating. No, we're not hating.
I'm strictly just talking about rap ability. Yeah. I don't think anybody that's fine if you don't feel that way.
Right.
For me personally and Chris personally, Jay-Z is
everybody personally. Niggas say Nas to make themselves seem it's super hip hop.
Yeah, it's because that's the right answer. to counter, right?
Yeah, like
you can't really counter with being like, oh nah, it's cannabis.
Yeah, like nah.
Get
though, y'all gonna have to stop disrespecting my man LL too. Like y'all gonna have to do that. They call him
Big L.A.
Come on, bro.
Nah.
I just had the joint. Hold on. I just put it up. Magic. I never knew Magic to hate like this. He said, and I quote, if he got more than 5 championships, more than 3 final MVPs, and 3 league MVPs, number 1 in assists all time in the finals, he's the best. But last time that I checked, he doesn't. That's some hating ass shit.
He listed all his stats.
Yeah. That's some hating ass shit. But look.
But, okay.
Again, me not being super big basketball aficionado, this is what I do know. Mm-hmm. Steph could do what Magic did. Magic can't do what Steph do.
No.
I know that.
Especially, and I think a lot of people get lost in
the error and shit.
No, what people get really lost in is the modern game. Mm. These motherfuckers are faster, stronger. Their skill set's way different than they used to be.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, let's just get that out the way. Because if we really want to talk about it, go back to that 80s, early 90s era, right? There was only like 4 markets running the league. Because everybody else fucking sucked.
Yeah. Yeah. Now everybody good.
Right. And people had like 1 player.
Yeah.
But like, they fucking sucked.
Yeah.
Right. And then, like, so like you had the New York.
Yeah.
The Lakers.
Yeah. Boston.
Boston.
And
like Detroit.
Detroit. Yeah.
The Bad Boys.
There's another one.
Houston? But Houston was the 90s, though.
Atlanta, right?
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems, too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and, of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
No.
They weren't giving them Mike Nim no trouble back then? I thought...
Detroit was...
I know Detroit. Bad Boy Pistons, yeah, I know.
But anyway...
Yeah, Orlando, I thought they were pretty, like, dominant...
Orlando?
I thought so. No. Am I tripping?
Yes, you are tripping.
Okay, I know, but maybe that's what I'm thinking about Penny and Shaq.
Yeah, and they had played 1 year together.
Yeah. Niggas talk about Penny and Shaq like they...
No, because it was supposed to be the next big thing, yeah, bro. Yeah, that's crazy combo.
Yeah.
But I digress. But, like, the skill set's way different, right?
Thanks.
The game back then was all physical, right? We up in your face, and we playing... We whistling... Dribbling the ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, and then Magic came in, and he was, like, the first hybrid player. He was the, like, the point forward, they called it. Like, he was doing all that shit.
The showmanship.
But what I'm saying is, now everybody's that.
Yeah. And then some.
I'm not taking anything from Magic. Oh, no. I mean, you can't help what era you played in.
Right.
But... Now the league is a shooting league.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not... And who did that? Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm.
The league transformed because he was so fucking dangerous.
Yeah.
This man broke the all-time 3-point record And he's not even fucking done
yet. He's not done.
So his record, I doubt, will ever be broken for, like, a long time.
Yeah, it's going to be a while.
Because he just, like, those motherfuckers been retired.
Yeah.
This motherfucker's still in this bitch, and he already beat it.
Yeah.
And he beat it mid-season. Yeah. So he's, every day, he's beating his own record.
Yeah, yeah. Every day. I saw that nigga training in, like, Dubai in, like, the sand or some shit.
And also, like, he wasn't highly recruited.
Nope.
And his dad was a baller, yeah. Dale Curry.
Yeah.
He wasn't highly recruited. He went to a local college.
Yep.
He came out. He played for Golden State, but people called it Monte Ellis' team at the time, yeah. Right?
Shout out to Monte. Big Monte. That's Big Monte. Jackson, Mississippi, baby.
But yes, sir. That's what I'm saying. Like, you didn't even realize he was there. Yeah. And he was still doing three-pointers and stuff, but, like, he literally, like, for, like, the modern game, he changed it.
Yeah, facts.
And he became fucking dangerous.
Dangerous. Danger zone.
Because he beat everybody in the way.
Yeah.
He's beaten Kobe.
Yeah.
He's beaten LeBron.
Hey, you put too much emphasis.
No, I'm saying.
I know, he did. He did, but not too much.
He beat Dirk.
LeBron. He beat them all.
KD. He's beaten every single person.
James Harden.
He beat KD so bad that KD had to join him.
Giannis. All them boys. Speaking of Giannis, we got the big trade. Dame, finally, the shackles are free. He out of Portland.
Yeah, three-team trade, but yeah, he made it, and the random team came and scooped him up, the Milwaukee Bucks.
As soon as the deals hit the net, Jimmy Butler, hey, y'all need to check into collusion.
For tampering
or whatever the fuck, like, I low-key feel him.
Saltine cracker.
I feel him, though. I feel him. That's wild.
And it's another year Tyler Hero survived the trade rumors.
Shout out to Tyler Hero, bro.
But, yeah, it was
big
it was
deal.
Fucking crazy.
They're definitely going to be the team to beat in the East for sure. It was already like,
yeah, because the East is weak.
Yeah.
So like,
man, Jimmy, I don't feel bad for Jimmy because Jimmy is the Heat Nation at this point.
I don't feel bad for Jimmy.
I mean,
what can he do? He not the front office.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, feel bad, like, once again, like, you know, Bam, you know, it's Bam, and
he's a center.
But he's, like, their number two guy, though.
Yeah. But,
They got Kyle Lowry, dragon ass. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they're not going to win. But remember, they made it to the finals. No one thought they were going to.
They're dogs. They are dogs.
That team is always dangerous because they're well-coached and they got fucking scorers.
Spolstra. Coach Spolstra.
Just a well-run team.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was just crazy because, like, all offseason, I remember him just saying, like, I'm not going to play for anybody else but them.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that's not how this shit worked.
It's not how it works.
Because they weren't offering nothing that they accepted. Even Milwaukee had to get a third team involved to get this shit done, but they got this shit done.
Yeah.
In the 19th hour.
They said, the rumor is that Pat didn't even hit them back because they wanted, which is fucking crazy.
Jimmy Butler probably.
They wanted Jimmy and they wanted Jimmy and somebody else. I can't remember who it was. And Pat was like,
yeah, I mean,
fuck y'all.
That's the same. You got to do his best for your team. That's not going to help you.
Yeah, it's going to hurt. Yeah.
You're losing two powers for one.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so there, I that's why I was like, I don't know who they could give up that would make sense for them.
Yeah, no. Nah.
So,
nah.
But I love it. I think they're going to be nasty. Now, and then Chris Middleton's healthy. So, like, that team is efficient.
Yeah.
So, and then,
yo, what do you,
him and Giannis on pick and roll.
What do you think about, what do you like CP3 being on Golden State?
It's weird, but what it do you can work.
I'm not a basketball guy.
Sure.
Is there a world where Chris is facilitating?
Yeah.
And passing to Steph?
Yes. Cause you could just bounce him over to the two.
Okay.
And then Steph's your shooting guard, and then you're good to go. Because, look, Chris Paul is a facilitator. The best thing he is a point guard.
Yeah.
His court vision is, like, unparalleled.
Yeah.
Like, let's just get that out the way. This man turned Oklahoma to a playoff contender out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because his court vision and he knows the game of basketball.
Yeah.
Right? So, and then they could do like a hybrid thing where they can both take plays. There's a lot of stuff you could do with it.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's going to be weird seeing it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But The only thing with Golden State now is they're going to be playing a lot of small ball. Yeah. They don't have any big man. Guy,
Looney and
I like Dre. Looney, yeah. But like what I'm saying is you don't have like that really like
yeah.
He's like a rim protector, but yeah. He's not like a rim destroyer, right? Yeah, yeah, so yeah, like yeah, you don't yeah. have the. It's still only one big man. Like the rest is small ball.
Yeah.
Like so, it's gonna be interesting. I love Steph. I like Golden State as a team because they became exciting. Like, they're exciting to watch. But I think their window is definitely dwindling fast.
Yeah.
Especially in the West. The West is always crazy.
Yeah. I see. So.
And everybody else pretty much got better.
Yeah. We'll have to see it, obviously. But if you had to guess, if they could win more, how many more would you see?
What, Golden State?
Yeah.
One more.
One
more.
That would put what, Steph at five? Four. Five, right?
Five.
Yeah. I could live with that. I could live with that.
Let me double check. But I think it's five.
Yeah, because they.
Hold on.
Is it four?
I think. I don't know.
Yeah, he's a four-time NBA champion. Yeah, all right, 2015, so, yeah. 2017, 2018, 2022.
This is his fucking era, nigga.
That's what I said. He changed the modern game.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see one more. I'm happy with
him. He's a four-time NBA champion, NBA Finals MVP, two-time MVP, nine-time All-Star, four-time All-NBA, four-time All-NBA second team, NBA All-Rookie first team, two-time NBA scoring champion, two-time three-point contest. He's the NBA stats steals leader for 2016. He's part of the 50-40-90 club. He's won the Sportsmanship Award, Social Justice Champion Award. He was on the 75th anniversary team, AP Athlete of the Year, Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year. He's a two-time gold medalist. He's definitely going to be in the conversation. I don't care how Magic Johnson feel.
Yeah, fuck that.
I mean, this man... His playing field is way crazier than Magic Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on.
Magic Johnson was beating the shitty Mavericks and shit. Like, the teams.
Yeah. let's switch over to America's sport.
Oh, football. Hold
on. Yeah. Okay. So, I don't know. Should we start with the NFL or should we start with Deion now?
Oh, okay. We can start with Deion.
Okay, let's talk about Deion. I really wanted to. Yeah. All right, I hate to sound like this guy, right? This, because I don't ever want to make it seem like I'm going against my people, all right?
What's up?
But.
What, you want to see him lose?
No, hell no. Nah. Okay, hell no. Nah. But I am more of the, hey, bro, just put your head down, do your work. I am more of that guy.
Oh, he's never going to do that.
He's not, but, bro, not like, because they lost to Oregon. But the game before that, when they played, what was that?
Colorado State? Yeah, rivalry.
I didn't watch the game.
Yeah.
Right? I was in bed.
Double overtime.
I was, it was an exciting game from what I heard and seeing clips. But man, I was scared. As I'm sure everyone else was that was actually watching. Because, I mean, like you said, they had to go to double overtime. Like, obviously, Deion made it a spectacle. That's what he do, though. He gonna sell. His sunglasses sold. He's bringing all that money to Boulder and all that shit, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, people to Boulder. It's exciting again.
It's exciting, and I love that shit. But why is The Rock? We were joking about The Rock last time we were talking. Somebody said on Twitter, look at The Rock trying to remember how to be black. Well, he was out there with Deion. That yeah. shit was funny. But like, why is The Rock there?
I could answer this. So you... You got to remember, if you don't watch college sports,
mm-hmm.
this is what college sports is about, right? So, Deion is using his star power
yeah.
and his connections to bring excitement back to the city of Colorado, right? His college.
Yeah.
Because college is all about recruiting. That's it. It's not NFL where you're like, oh, here's $200 million. I'll bet I'll play for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how college works.
Right.
College is all about recruiting.
Right.
The reason Alabama, Oregon, these big schools are good, Oregon is literally near the Nike headquarters, which is why they're sponsored by Nike.
Mm-hmm.
They're in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
Or, sorry, Eugene, Oregon, but it's next to their HQ or whatever. Alabama gets the best recruits because they have what? A reputation for greatness. They mm-hmm. win championships, or they have the most they've literally drafted the most players in history.
Yeah.
So if you're like, I want to be an NFL player, if Nick Saban calls me, I'm going there.
Right.
Now that conversation has shifted.
Yeah.
People, the transfer portal went nuts when he became a coach of Colorado. This was never going to be an overnight success.
Oh, yeah, of course. He even said it. Get us now, because next year is we going to be a problem.
Yeah, but because he knows this year is all the windup. He's getting primetime slots for Colorado. They've sucked for years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They've been 20 years. Or
they've
some
been
shit.
Ass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm still.
And look, they got fucking smoked by Oregon, right?
Yeah.
Because Oregon is a good football program.
Yeah.
That's not an indictment on his coaching.
No, it's just, not at all.
That's what happens in college, though.
But I'm not saying don't do what you do. Do what you do. He held his head up high.
Yeah, he said that's what you call a good old-fashioned ass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just
what do you want him to do, Chris?
I don't know, but it's got to be something, bro. I'm not saying turn it down.
I'm telling you.
I'm not saying I am saying kind of turn it down.
He won't,
but because, I don't even mean just him, but like.
Because everything will be a spectacle.
Yeah, I don't know, bro.
Because, watch, I guarantee you, after this season, it doesn't matter what their record is.
Right? Yeah.
It does not matter.
Yeah, it's going
to
be lit.
They're about to get smoked again on Saturday. They play USC.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're going to – this kid, Caleb Williams, their quarterback, is going to be the number one draft pick. He's going to smoke they boots.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. The point is, that game would not even have been nationally televised. This is just the game of the week.
Mm-hmm.
USC versus Colorado. That would have been a fucking back burner game.
Yeah.
Because they'd be like, oh, whatever, bro.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Show me two top 10 teams playing.
I do. I didn't really see it when he lost.
To Oregon?
When he lost to Oregon.
Not much to see. They got the ass whooped.
No, but I'm saying as far as like the media, I remember even me and my dad were talking about it on the way home from the property because I was just paying attention on the ESPN app. Give us a deal. My dad was like, man, my dad not a big sports guy either.
Sure.
He's like, man, I know them white folks waiting for Deion to lose.
And they did, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really see it, though, but it happened.
I definitely saw it.
I saw that one lady was like, I saw that one white chick say some wild shit.
Did I call her racist?
Yeah.
But no, that was real. Like even like the media outlets, they were foaming at the mouth for this shit.
Yeah. Because there's nothing they hate to see more than a loud mouth nigga. That's just what it is. I feel it,
bro. But people, I don't understand. Deion has been this way his whole life. Do you know what he did at the combine, the NFL combine?
He did like a 4.3 or something, right?
No, he pulled up in a limo.
Yeah.
Walked in, ran his 40, then left. He said, I'm not doing none of the other shit.
Yeah.
The fucking New York Giants called him and was like, hey, we want you to come in and do like a test.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, what draft pick are y'all? And they were like, number 9. And he was like, oh, I won't be going that far. And he hung up on him. He's always been this way.
Yeah. 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 Funny if you say,
bro, Deion Sanders basically is the reason free agency is like a thing.
Oh, shout out to Deion, I didn't know that.
Bro, they called it the Deion sweepstakes when he was off his rookie contract in Atlanta
mm-hmm.
and became a Dallas Cowboy. It was like a fucking madhouse.
How many did he win here? Or was he only here for
2?
Oh, okay. That he was with Emmitt and Troy and all mm-hmm. them, right?
Yep.
That was, yeah.
Squat.
Yeah.
And he was scoring 2 on defense. He's a cornerback, still scoring.
He said squat. Troy, Emmitt. Oh, Michael Irvin was there too, right?
Yeah. Shit. I ain't never going front on the 90s Cowboys, all right?
Yeah, yeah.
The 95 and before Cowboys were nasty, bro.
Yeah.
The Bills went to 4 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
They lost all 4 of them. They lost two of them to the fucking Cowboys. Imagine losing to the same person twice. And the second time they played them, they got their ass whipped. 54-17, Chris, in a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I remember the hype around the Cowboys around that time. It was a big deal.
If I was 13 at that time, I would have been all in still.
Yeah.
But I wasn't.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Because
when I was 13, the Cowboys had won for 7 years at that point.
They hadn't.
Because the Cowboys, last time they were in the Super Bowl was 1995.
Yeah.
I was 4 years old, going on 5.
Okay.
How the fuck am I supposed to give a
right,
fuck?
Right, 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 right.
I was outside playing Ninja Turtles and
right,
shit.
Right, right,
Power
right.
Rangers. I don't give a fuck about this shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember, like, Troy Aikman being, like, the face for Wingstop and shit.
Yeah.
Man, we got some legends out here, bro. Shout out to Troy, Jay-Z's white counterpart.
But
the Dolphins play. Okay, let's go to NFL. The Dolphins. I seen the tweets. Everybody, the Dolphins handed out an old fashioned.
Not even old fashioned. This has never been seen before. The last time this happened, 1966, bro. They weren't even wearing real helmets. Like, this shit crazy.
70 points, bro.
In an NFL game. That's that shit crazy. Looked like fucking.
Who are they playing again?
The Denver Broncos.
Yeah, man. Broncos ain't been cold since Peyton left, right?
Bro, after that game, the old lineman, he's been there for 7 years. He said, bro, he's like, I've been here for 7 years. All I've done is lose. That's how upset he was, bro. Look, bro, they've been bad since Peyton left. Bro. They can't get back. But 70, look, they put, and it's even worse. Let me tell you how it's worse.
Yeah.
Right? Because they could have not played their starters in the second half and still won this game by 30 points.
Yeah.
The Broncos didn't score until the second half.
Sorry. Who that quarterback?
Russell Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Let's ride.
Yeah. Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
Future's loving it right now. But, dog, their starters didn't play in the fourth quarter at all. Mm-hmm. And they still were their running back had 4 touchdowns, 2 rushing, 2 passing touchdowns. He had 214 yards by himself. They had 796 yards of pure offense.
You throwing these numbers, I don't know what that means, but I can tell by your excitement.
It's crazy. Bruh.
Yeah.
And you don't even play the whole game? Like, bruh, that is not normal.
No.
Look, and then the coach asked the players, he said, y'all want to beat the score record? Bruh. They could have put 80 P, dog. I
saw the dude say, shit, once we was up by like 70, I said, fuck it, let's go to 100.
Yeah. Bruh.
We might as well go to 100. That, shit.
Bro, it was 70-20. They beat him by 50 points.
Is Jalen Ramsey still on?
He's hurt still.
Oh, okay.
He plays for them, but he hurt. Mm. And he not even playing. They still doing this. They are the statistically the fastest team in the NFL.
Oh, that's dope. They're Florida boys.
They're 3-0.
Yeah.
They have a big game this week, and I can't wait to watch it. They play Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
In Buffalo, division game.
Yeah.
I'm hyped.
Kick these niggas' ass right quick.
But 70 points, I don't care who your opponent is. 70 points in the NFL is unheard of.
Yeah, that's nuts.
So, I'm going to say watch out.
Yeah. Where is this? They announced for the Super Bowl is going to be, right?
Yeah. I could check. But they've already said it. I don't remember.
Is it Vegas? No.
No. That was last year. Because they did it in that new stadium.
Wait, where's Usher performing for the Super Bowl? Vegas.
Oh, is it a big? Oh, yeah. It is. Oh, you're right.
I'm tripping. We tripping, y'all. This is T. Yeah, I'm tripping, bro. What the fuck?
Sorry, that's this year. Yeah. The Allegiant Stadium, the new Raider Stadium in Vegas. Okay. Yeah, we
bro, let me tell you, Alex, my brother, is such a fucking Raiders fan, bro.
They suck, too.
His email is like Matt Rhule for president or some shit.
No, Matt Rhule is not their coach.
Who is it? Nah, I think that is his shit. No,
Matt Rhule is in Nebraska.
Okay, who's their Carr?
Derek Carr's gone.
Well, it's still his email.
I remember he's like a 4L, right?
Some shit. And because
Derek Carr plays for the Saints now.
He emailed me some shit, and I was like, Bro, you're fucking whack, bro. Look, my email, Baby Dragon Clan, okay? So I ain't really want to talk, but I just didn't know, like, that's his email. It's not his son. It's not when he got married or no shit like that. It's fucking football, bro. Like, I take some shit serious, right? Like, hardcore, like,
yeah,
Kobe, like, Hov, Yay, Digimon. I don't know, but, like, bro. Never would I. The Baby Dragon Clan thing, I was younger. We was playing Mortal Kombat. Like, I was just like, it makes sense. But I got like four other emails now, though. They're all my name. Like,
look.
Like, would you make your email Cam Newton number one at,
absolutely
at yahoo.com absolutely at Hotmail or some shit? No. Come on, bro. It's going to be your son before Cam Newton, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's wild. Alex, get together, baby. That's wild.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. While we have a family, I want to shout out my cousin Drew. She sold her first house. I keep thinking the button right there. She sold her first crib, man. That whole real estate shit, you know what I'm saying? She funny, though, because she said drinks on me. And I'm like, well, you just got the big payday, nigga. The drinks need to be on you, shit. You know what I'm saying? But congratulations to her, man. That's a big deal, bro. I'm very proud of her making her way out there. You know what I'm saying? Salute. But yeah, what were you finna say? I'm sorry.
No, I was saying, like, NFL fans be crazy, man.
Oh, yeah, they're crazy. They're wild.
Yeah, but, yeah, NFL season is upon us with 70 points, man. Like,
that's crazy.
But, yeah, there was actually a lot of ass-whoopings last week, but that was just the one that popped up for everybody. But that's don't forget the Cowboys lost to the Cardinals.
Yeah, again, they were supposed to lose, right? No, or win, rather.
Oh, yeah. Cardinals are one of the worst teams in the league, and they lost to them. They lost to a third-string quarterback.
That's crazy, bro. Crazy.
He was cooking their ass up, too.
Who did... Didn't the Cowboys just get somebody that was, like, a big deal?
Who?
That was, like, a backup quarterback or something.
Oh, you talking about Trey Lance?
Was it?
He got traded from the 49ers. He's not a big deal. They didn't want his ass. Would you?
Oh, I thought something... I thought somebody just got traded. It was, like, a big deal.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know, I was never, like, hype on this Kaepernick thing. Like, I was at first because people made you feel like you had to be behind it. I ain't gonna lie. Especially at that time with all the Me Too and all this shit was happening. Everybody turned to social justice warriors and shit.
There was a lot going on at the time, yes.
Yeah.
What's wrong? What's up with Kaepernick?
You know, he just issued that letter to be on a practice squad or some shit.
The Jets, yeah.
And J. Cole, like, has something to do with it. Like, he
was trying to get him in. Yeah.
Yeah. Took the letter. Right. I saw the discourse about this. I just don't understand why a nigga would go back to a fucking organization that he deemed to be horrible, evil, racist, unjust. Like, after all this time,
yeah,
you still, even though they did all that, got the lawsuit or whatever, won the defamation, that. You know what I'm saying? And you want to go back? Like, you ain't thought to, I don't know, nigga, start a podcast? I don't know. Silicon Valley, nothing. Like, you want to play for the same people you deemed to be unjust. I don't understand that, bro. Like, and then I saw somebody say, like, well, this is all he knows. Like, he wanted to play football since he was a little kid. All right, cool. Right? I could dig that. You know, I used to want to be a fucking doctor, man. I woke up. You know what I'm saying?
Shit. I mean, but he did it. He did play.
He did.
He's played in the Super Bowl, too.
Yeah. So, like, I don't get that. Like, I don't know. Look, what's the end game here?
Yeah, look, I don't know. I mean, yeah, maybe he's... I mean, I know he's been trying for years, but I'm just going to go ahead and just rip the bandit off. He's never going to be in the NFL ever again. That's never going to happen. No one's going to call him. I don't... And this is just the cold hard facts. Like, no one's going to call him.
Yeah, learn to shoot a jump shot, nigga.
Because even if, like... Like, someone called you. This man hasn't played the NFL game in
years.
5 years or so.
Yeah.
Right? In 5 years in like NFL time, that's a lifetime ago. Right?
Yeah.
But and then you have all these like free agent quarterbacks that are available, right? Yeah. So like you have a pool of people before they're even going to like reach out to you, right? And it's just like and I hate that it's like that, but it is. He's blackballed from the league.
Yeah.
Because he stirred the pot, bro, and then he won.
Yeah, he won.
He won the deal, right?
He won.
So just knowing how those NFL owners are, they're
never.
No, because do you see the people these fucking teams call up when they're out of quarterbacks?
Yeah.
You're like, bro, where the fuck he been at?
Nigga been
Trevor Siemian, bro. You're like, what the fuck is this motherfucker?
Nigga, it's fucking
bro, these motherfuckers won't even call Cam Newton back. So like if they're not calling Cam Newton back, sorry, Colin. Yeah, they're not calling you either.
Yeah, bro. I don't know. Like I can't. It's like I don't know, bro.
I think maybe it would feel like an ultimate victory in a way.
If he like went back.
You defeated them, now you gotta you deem me back. And then if he won something, it would feel like a huge full circle moment.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
yeah.
But honestly, let's say he did call back. I think the fans would be terrible to him. Like,
yeah.
not maybe not home fans.
Yeah,
but like imagine if he went to, I don't know, a Giants or somewhere like
Green
that.
Bay or something.
Yeah,
shit.
They, you know, because like him just kneeling was like the end of the fucking world.
Oh yeah.
So,
bro, I remember, like, I'm sitting here thinking about when all that was going on and, like, our conversations.
Yeah, they treated him like shit, bro.
Back at the apartment, especially with Khalil being there, like, you know how to start a pot. and then we spoke about it again once we got to the office, our first office, and, I was already kind of like, all right, now, like, now what? Like, what's the deal? Like, what we doing, baby? Like,
yeah,
you won. I don't know. That's just wild. That's kind of like a football has some like type of psychological hold on him. That's like almost some abuse. Like, you want to go back to, because they ain't changed. Like the owners, their whole, you know, they probably just more careful with who they say certain things around now. But it's still being said. So it's like,
I mean, Jerry Jones is going to come saying something.
Come on, bro. Like, what the
because
fuck?
Because there's two coaches in the league that also have a defamation lawsuit going on right now.
Mm.
Steve Wilks, he used to be one of our coaches. He's now he's the defense coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers. Mm-hmm. And then Brian Flores, when he got fired from the Miami Dolphins and the new coach took over, he filed a lawsuit. In one of his documents, it was like Jerry Jones said, like, well, if the blacks don't like how we run things, they should buy their own team and do it themselves.
And they've tried.
Yeah.
And, like, Diddy and all them got together. I did see that.
Magic Johnson owns the Washington Commanders now.
Venus's Arena are, like, partial owners of Miami.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I just know they're in a lawsuit together,
yeah,
and they're still coaching, which is very interesting. But
we'll see how that goes.
I mean, yeah, it's weird. The NFL is such a weird thing, man. Like, because it has like a hold on this country, so like something vicious.
Oh yeah.
Like I like football.
Yeah.
I like my team.
Yeah.
But let me tell you this. There's not a single moment in my life where I would fight over a football game.
Oh, no.
These motherfuckers be stabbing each other.
Yeah.
Fighting.
Yeah.
Spitting on each other.
All type of shit.
I'm like, this shit crazy.
Yeah. I'm sure. Tom?
I gotta look.
Because I want to end it on one thing. Okay, yeah. We're at
117. Oh! You got an ending you already want?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Let me just shoot this text on Frankie. Okay. little fun thing happened on social media, I'm sure. You've seen it and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? There's girl math, boy math.
Yeah.
And all that. Well.
And they added more to it.
Yeah, they added more to it. It originally started with, like, girl dinner, boy dinner. Like.
Yeah.
Which. Yeah. But the math shit is funny to me because. I mean, social media, like, again, we say it every time. It's either the best place to be
or the worst
place to be, depending on what we're talking about that day.
This is just shade being thrown.
Oh, yeah. Right now. My God. Parents, mother, boyfriend, girlfriends, mm-hmm. all that shit. So if you are not on social media, the girl math, boy math breakdown is basically like our logic and how our logic doesn't add up.
Yeah.
In situations, right? So, for instance, boy math would be, I can't think of, like, a really good one. Give me one. I know you got one. Like, what would boy math be? Like, if a girl said, that's boy math, what would it be?
Oh, the one I saw, a lot of the ones I saw were just, like, the men cheating.
Yeah.
But it was, like.
Let me see if I can pull up some good ones.
Yeah, it was like something about text or. Because there were so many coming in at once.
Okay, well, this isn't a good one, but this is the first one that popped up.
Yeah.
It's from Alexander. I don't know if it's good. I didn't read it. I just saw who it was from, and I was like, this is probably going to be a little serious. Alexandria Ocas, the chick.
Oh, AOC?
Yeah, that reminds me a lot of Shelby for some reason, which isn't a bad thing. Boy math is needing 15 attempts to count the votes correctly to become speaker.
Oh,
and then shutting down the government 9 months later. That, you know, that was a lot of shade. But let me see.
That's politician math. That's not really.
Oh, this one is great.
Okay.
This is from this girl that I find really attractive.
All right.
Her name is Winter, no pun intended. But she said, boy math is having one girlfriend while you're alive. It's 6 girlfriends when you die.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Let me see. I got another. Boy math is them only replying to two out of 5 messages you sent them. Okay, whatever. Boy math is how 5'10 measures 6 inches. I don't get that one.
But okay.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, this is just mean. Yeah, but yeah, that's basically.
A lot of them are rude.
Yeah, since it's. Let me see. Girl math. Girl math might be the one, though.
Oh, I'm sure these dudes went in.
Give me something good, baby. Let me see. Okay.
Boy. I thought you had these prepared.
No, nah, nigga, I'm just going through the timeline. Girl math is taking time to heal, then going back to the motherfucker that hurt you. Okay. That's a good one, but no. Girl math is going on vacation with 8 friends and coming back with 3.
Happens all the time.
All the time. How you want a nigga with no baby mama, but you a baby mama? All right, but y'all get the sense, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just been fun to, like, read what people come up with. I saw LaVoice start the music industry one.
Yeah.
She had a good one. Like, music industry math is a motherfucker want to get paid for introducing you to somebody else.
Yeah.
That happens a lot.
Yep, absolutely. Opportunists.
Yeah. But yeah, that was just something fun that happened on social media. I enjoyed these past couple of days reading or whatnot. I don't really have any. Oh, yeah. So we're not doing the pod next week, right?
What? I mean, you aren't.
Oh, so you agree. Y'all, you're going to, if you can find.
If I find somebody. Yeah. But yeah. You won't be here.
Yeah,
I'm going to try to do it.
Yeah, I got to get ready for this wedding. And whatnot. So I'm working.
He needs to prepare his speech.
The simplest thing I forgot. I was talking to my coworker. I was like, bro, I kind of, Because he was telling me how he married his, well, he didn't marry his friends, but they went to a court. It was just him and his wife. Like, it was just small. And he had to give a speech, and he was like, oh, yeah, just thank everybody for coming and blah, blah. I was like, bro, I didn't even think to do that
you
shit.
You better go up there. Hey, what's up, y'all?
Yeah, it's your boy. So, look, I met these niggas
at work.
Yeah, at work. We was working, and they was working on something else. You know what I'm saying? But get ready for that. Yeah, so I won't be here, but somebody will fill these seats. Maybe Ryan. Maybe
he'll be back.
So. Yeah, maybe Amanda, if we can get her to find some free time. That's pretty much it for me. I won't be here next week.
I won't be here.
Yeah, I won't be here. Is there anything else?
Nope. Anything people should be watching or doing? That you've seen in the past 2 weeks? Because I got a couple.
Well, you know, because I've been talking to you about it. I've been watching, trying to watch One Piece.
Yeah, him and my wife both are going through the journey.
Because it's a motherfucking ride. Yeah, I have that. That's really what I've been doing. That and like watching stuff on YouTube. Really.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, my coworker told me about this anime. I wanted to ask you about.
Sure.
Shoot. He wanted to know if you've seen it because he said, "I think it's got a number in it." Okay. Fuck, I forgot.
Does it help at all?
44. It's like. Fuck, what is that shit called? He said it kind of took a little inspiration from Dune.
Okay.
It's about these people that are in space. He said, like, everyone's bad, though. There's, like, no clear cut. It's, like, 4,500 something. Fuck, I got to ask him again. I don't know, bro. I don't know. It's something, though. I don't want to text him because it's late.
Yeah, I don't
know. But I gotta ask. I have to. Chase, forgive me. I ain't even got this nigga. I do got his number. I just hit him up. I did. We work shit.
Well, anyway, while you're trying to figure that out, they dropped the new Castlevania series on Netflix today. Castlevania Nocturne, fucking banger. I watched it all at work today. It's only 8 episodes, but that shit's a fucking banger. Wes Anderson dropped a short film on Netflix yesterday called The Legend of Henry Sugar. That shit's a banger. It's only 39 minutes. Very, very good. And of course, the Wes Anderson style. And then there's a show on Hulu called The Other Black Girl that me and my wife started watching. We haven't finished it yet, but it is very intriguing so far, and I am very interested to see where it goes because it's like a horror thing, and it's about like not all kinfolk is skinfolk, you know? Not skinfolk or kinfolk, basically.
Right, right.
It's good. It's good, though. I'm curious to see where it goes, but it's definitely some horror element, mystery element in there.
Oh, yeah. I've enjoyed what's his name? James?
For Kings little, and Queens. Yeah, they're putting all his, like, little...
Face shot.
His little promo shots from Kings and Queens.
Yeah. And they've been pulling up the...
The best one is the...
Yeah, the clips from the show. It was a good show.
It was definitely a good sitcom, for sure.
They had the crossover with Raymond and shit. Yeah. Like, Ben Stiller's pops was in the show. Rest in peace. Oh, speaking of rest in peace, our second Dumbledore, man, passed. You know what I'm saying? I don't know the gentleman's name, but, you know... I was talking to Shelby about... the differences between the first
Dumbledore?
Yeah, Dumbledore and the second one.
Oh, way different.
Oh yeah, way different. But see, me being like dumb, I didn't even realize this. I don't know when I realized they switched.
Yeah.
You know, but
because the original was like very he passed away too, mm-hmm. but he was very soft spoken. Mm-hmm. And I just, he, and his one-liners in the first one were really good.
Warhammer 40K.
Oh, yeah. What about it?
He was just, yeah. He was just,
yeah, it's based off a game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Warhammer, yeah.
But anyways, the Dumbledore thing?
Yeah, he was just very soft-spoken, but he had like this, like, he talked in a whisper in the first movie. Mm-hmm. He would be like,
Harry,
be careful, Harry. Yeah. It can be everything. Yeah. And then the second was like mega loud and like,
what the fuck is up?
Yeah. And then the famous meme, what he did, the court hearing.
Yeah.
We really having a court hearing for a 13-year-old using underage magic.
There was a customer in my job. She's going to the Harry Potter thing. Aren't they building like a park or some shit?
Yeah, they have the forest experience.
Yeah. So we had these really old kind of boxy luggage, like what they had. We had some like antiques come in and she bought them. She was like, do y'all have any more of these? I was like, nah, that's what we have out is what we have. Like, I put them all out, whatever. She's like, oh, there's like this little trend on TikTok. People are taking them and like decorating them like Harry Potter trunks or whatever. And I was like, oh, dope. And then her mom chimed in. She was like, yeah, she's going to the little Harry Potter thing. I forgot to point to my Thunderbolt I got for the book or whatever.
Yeah.
But she was like, yeah, I'm a, I forgot what she said, like a Ravenclaw. She said something. I was like, I think I'm a Ravenclaw. I was like, nah, I think I'm a fucking Hufflepuff. What, Shelby? Hufflepuff,
we're
right?
We're both Hufflepuffs.
I think I am, too. I forgot. She's like, you got to take the official Pottermore.
Yeah, I think you were a Hufflepuff.
I think I'm Hufflepuff. Yeah. And I was like, I really don't remember. But, yeah, Harry Potter's dope. Always going to be dope. If you don't like Harry Potter, you probably don't like yourself.
Yeah, but he's icon, though, man.
Yeah, for
real,
sure.
For real.
Legend. And prayers up to Crazy Bone.
Yeah.
He's going through a medical sarcoidosis or something along those lines.
He's having, like, organ failure or
something. Yeah, he checked himself to the hospital last Friday?
Yeah, it was pretty recent.
Yeah, it was last Friday. Yeah, man, that'd be tough, man. But prayers up to him for sure. We don't want to see that. You know what I'm saying? We're losing a lot of our legends, and I hate to see. He's only 50 years old, too, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, hopefully he's able to pull through whatever he's going to. Medical induced. Coma or whatever. So
they try to work on
him. Yeah, so hopefully, you know. But, yeah, that's all I got, really. Warhammer 40K. Just know if you start down that rabbit hole, that it's, man, you'll be like me and, hold on, what did you say?
Yeah, because there's games and it's based off of, it was like originally a board game. Yeah, and it's like, it's like Magic the Gathering, you know, the card game.
Mm-mm.
Magic the Gathering was like the really big card game, but it's like that, like Dungeons and Dragons and shit, where it's like it started out as like a tabletop and then moved to like media.
Yeah,
Warhammer is a video game. There's board games. It's not my cup of tea,
right?
But I have seen it.
Yeah, he was just telling me about it. We were talking about animes. He showed me his phone. He's got the One Piece background, and I told him we talked, you know, we just talk, you know, just make a small talk while we at work. I fucking had I'll save it for the next episode. I had a fucking day yesterday.
Ooh,
that's
boy.
Probably why I forgot about Ron's birthday, because it wasn't bad. It was just one thing after another type situation.
One of those days.
Yeah.
One of those days.
But yeah, man, we finna head on out. I think we had a good episode. A lot of discourse, a lot of conversations. Not too convoluted.
Yeah.
I don't really know what that means, but it just felt right. And I'll come back with a full wedding report.
Sure.
Because I already know it's going to be something happening. And
tell us how that speech went.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do this sober this time.
I think Chris might be the first person booed out of a wedding.
Yeah. And, like, Nigerians. I know they're not going to take none of my American shit. You get out of here with your American shit. Anyways.
Not the time for that.
This is not the time. You go now. Okay, all right. I'll be like, we didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on that. And they're going to be like.
Oh, yeah, okay, let's try it.
Yeah, we're going to see.
All right. Well, that's it for me this week. We'll see you next week.
Oh, shit, he said he's playing a match right now.
Oh, well, there you go.
All right, it is like Legos or some shit.
Yeah, I told you it's a board game.
His wife. That's cute. All right. Yeah, we out of here, y'all. We'll see y'all next week. Holla at your squalor. Love each other. Peace, fuckers. Hit a man of sound. Oh, it's too late.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.